God is good. I love God so much. God has proven himself to me over and over and over and over. Just prove himself. I told God, I said, God, now, you know, I told First Lady and Brother Bill to stand ready, you know, just in case, you know. But I told God, and I was taking my shower this morning, as God reminded me, he said, now that message you've been working on, you know, you better take a look. So I got to thinking, I said, now, God, if I can't believe for you to bless me to be able to do this, then I, you know, but I just thank God.
Amen. You're here, bro. You're
there. You're gonna be seated for a minute, amen. I just thank God, amen, for, you know, life, health, and strength. A lot of times we go through things in life, amen, for a reason, amen. A lot of people don't realize sometimes God chastens us, and a lot of times he tests us, you know, to see what our faith feels. A lot of we preach faith and we sing faith and say we got faith, but when the rubber meet the road, some of us, you know, and somebody, oh, where's your faith? Glory to God. But I thank God, amen, that some of the things that I've been going through, you know, God, you know, that cancer thing, I told God, I say, you controls all things. I say, now, if you wanted me to go out of here with cancer, I'd have been gone, you know, but I'm still here, and I'm going to be here. Amen. That's the kind of faith I got. Y'all might not have that kind of faith.
Well,
you know.
Good.
Amen. But I'm not going to be before you too long today. I'm going to try to preach this. I may not even finish it all today, but I'm going to try to give you what God has given me. I've been meditating on this particular message all week. Well, a little more than all week. I've been meditating on it, and I kind of wondered why. I had to examine my own self, you know, when you bring this kind of message here. You definitely got to examine your own self. Amen. Amen. We're going to be coming from, my main scripture will be coming from Luke 14 and 15 through 24. Then I have another scripture I may go to. In the name of Jesus. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then said he unto him, a certain man, now he didn't say the man's name, give the man a title. Jesus just said, this is Jesus, he said, a certain man made a great supper and bade many and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all, with one consent, listen closely, begin to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must need go and see it, and pray thee, have me excused. Now, who buys something that you ain't never seen before? Well, we're going to go there in a minute. And another said, I have bought a 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Amen. So that servant came and assured his lord this thing. Then the master of the house being angry, and said to his servant, go out quickly into the streets and and lanes of the city and bring in hither the poor and the maimed and the halt and the blind. And the servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room.
That's right.
And the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be full. Amen, amen. For I say unto you, that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Thank you. Dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the reading of the word. Ask you to touch me right now as I break it to your people, Lord Jesus. These are your people, Lord Jesus. Ask you to touch right now that someone get an understanding of the message as I did. In the name of Jesus, just bless right now as we go forth in your rich word. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Now, this particular passion of scripture that Jesus, as they sit at the table with the Pharisees, looking at him, trying to judge him because it was on the Sabbath day, you know, and they was wondering, you know, would he heal the man with the dropsy on the Sabbath day? If you go back and read the story, go up and read the story so you can get a full grasp of what was going on here. Amen. Jesus was at a Pharisee's house and sitting at the table for supper. Amen. They peeping at him, you know. But Jesus let them know, now if one of you had a goat that fell in the well on the Sabbath day, wouldn't you go get him out? So, you know, Jesus healed the man with the dropsy. So this particular passage of scripture is known as the Great Supper. Amen. But I'm going to put a little twist on it. Amen. And I'm going to call it Welcome to the Table.
All right.
Amen. Now, as you see, the Bible tells us, he said, a certain man made a supper. Amen. And he had already sent out invitations. And it seems so that those that he sent invitations to had, agreed to come. Amen. But when it came down to the last minute of it, they began to make excuses. Like folk do today. Amen. I can't go tonight because the football game is on. I'm not going because. Amen. You know, but let me say this before I go further. All excuses was nailed to the cross.
That's right.
Amen. When Jesus died for our sins, no sin that he had done, he nailed all excuses to the cross. But even though they accepted the invitation, but when it came down to it, they began to make excuses. I can't go. Maybe somebody had said something to him. I'm bringing the story to a reality, even though this was a parable that Jesus was telling them, bringing it to reality. Maybe somebody said, he cooked and don't wash his hands. Maybe somebody threw a monkey wrench or said something, so they made an excuse. Well, I ain't going, man. I accepted the invitation, but I changed my mind, man. You hear what she said? You know, all kind of stuff going. That's the way the devil worked. That's the way he worked. He always come to change the plan when it's about God. Amen. Something good. Let's just take a minute here and look at these lame excuses.
All right.
Okay? The first one said, I just bought me a piece of ground and I must go and see it. Brother Bill, would you buy a car that you've never seen before? And pay for it. Now he said, I just bought me a piece of ground. Now I need to go and see it. That was lame. That was a lame excuse. You know, you'd be crazy, a piece of ground. He might have had rocks on it. It might have just been all a bunch of weeds. It might have just been fallow ground, you know, that the Bible say, break up that fallow ground, you know, glory to God. So he told me, now, his excuse was, I just bought it, now I need to go see it, sir, so I can't come. I can't come, man, because I got to travel to go see this ground that I bought and paid for already. Hey, man, that was lame. Now the second one says, I have bought 5 oxen, and I am going to test them. Go test them. What, you going to teach them tricks? They oxen. They supposed to be working animals. But now you bought 5 of them, and you ain't seen them? How you know they didn't have a broke leg? Or how you know that they couldn't work? How you know that they might have not been so old that they couldn't pull a plow or whatever? But all of a sudden, your excuse is you can't come to the supper simply because you must go test it. Glory to God, lame. Folks have some lame excuses these days why they can't pray. Why they can't come to the Bible. So now, let's go to the third excuse. The third excuse, they kind of give him a little leeway on this one because, let me read it first. The third one, I have married a wife, therefore I cannot come. Now, according to Deuteronomy 24 and 5, when according to the Jewish law, that when you first get married, you're supposed to spend at least a year with your wife, you know, before you go. But he could have brought her with him.
Right.
You see, that was lame. I just married a wife, and I can't go. You know, well, I mean, you know, the average man would have wanted to come and show his beautiful bride off and come on. So he made a lame excuse. So what I'm trying to say is this, that folk today are making all kind of excuses why they can't serve God. You see, and as I say, all excuses was nailed to the cross. So you know what the Lord of the house said? Okay, don't come. He told his servant, he said, go out into the streets, bring in the blind, bring in the poor, bring in the maimed, those that's less fortunate. That's where my text come in. Welcome to the table. See, that's the way Jesus do us. Huh. Amen. I was one of those lame. I was one of those blind. I was one of those poor. And he welcomed me to the table. Glory to God. So the servant went out and he came back. He said, sir, I've done what you told me to do, but yet there's still room left at the table. So the Lord of the house said, well, go back out there this time. Go into the highway and the hedges and compel them to come in. Amen. Glory to God. God goes into the highways and the hedges and compel us to come in. You got so many folk today walking on the streets and sleeping on the streets, and all they have to do is just wake up and come, because the Bible say, come unto me, all ye that labor and that's heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Right.
Glory to God. No one really have to be in that condition. Just like the Lord of the house said, go out, compel them to come and bring in the blind, bring in the poor. You know, these are making excuses, and I can't stand excuses, because no excuse means nothing in the sight of God. Hallelujah. When the day of judgment comes, your excuse can't be, well, God, I was going to pray. God, I was going to go to church. I was going to attend the revival. God will say, you was, don't pay off in my book. Glory to God. So many times people think that they can make it just because of who they are. But I come to let somebody know, no excuse is accepted with God. So he said, bring in the blind, bring in the poor, Hallelujah. I got to fill this house. Hallelujah. I got to fill this table. Glory to God. That's why I'm saying welcome to the table.
Welcome.
It makes no difference who you are. Glory to God. Black or white or whatever color you are, God will welcome you to the table. Blind and poor, he will welcome you to the table. Glory to God. So many times folks are saying, well, I can't go because you know, I'm too young and I haven't had enough fun. I can't go to church. Hallelujah. I can't get saved because I'm young and I haven't had enough fun and I haven't done the things that I wanted to do. Kind of like the prodigal son. He wanted to have fun. Glory to God. But I come to let somebody know, if you go out to the graveyard, there's young graves as well as big graves. Hallelujah. If God come and break the cloud and say, come my people, your excuse won't mean a thing. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the table. Blind, welcome to the table. Halted, thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the table. Drug addict, hallelujah, that's walking the street. Welcome to the table, hallelujah. Wine or drunkard, hallelujah. If you're sleeping on the park bench, Jesus said, welcome to the table. But somebody got to go out and welcome them to the table. We got too many preachers that's bound to their pulpits. We got too many folk that's bound to their pews in the church. We got too many people that's bound to just coming to choir rehearsal or coming, but they don't go out into the streets and compel them to come in. But the Lord of the house told his servant, go out and compel them to come in. I'm not worried about these excuse makers. Thank you, Jesus. Because they ain't going nowhere anyway. Thank you, Jesus. But I serve a God. I serve a God that has an outstretched thumb. I serve a God that said, come to me if you're burdened. I serve a God that said, come to me if you're sick. I serve a God that said, come to me if you were drunken, a drug addict. My arms are stretched out. Come unto me. Welcome to the table. Lame excuses won't do. Hey, look at here. And we living in a day and time. We living in a day and time. If you watch your television and read your papers or whatever, time is short. Look at here. It won't be long with Jesus. It won't be long. It's coming back. He said, come, come while there's time. Come while the door is still open. Come while there's a room at the table. Come, there's a seat for somebody at the table. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, let me put Matthew 5 in the 3 up there for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen what he said. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Glory be to God. Blessed. He said, blessed, there's a blessing. Hallelujah. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is known as the Beatitudes. When Jesus went on the mountain and he saw the crowd, he sat down and he began to speak to them. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. God, Jesus is a merciful God. You don't have to sleep on the streets. You don't have to walk up and down talking to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You don't have to be a drunkard out on the street. Hallelujah. You see, there is a God that said, welcome to the table. There's room at the table. We used to have a broadcast back in my church. My father had a broadcast coming out of Vallejo, California. My church was in Richmond, and his theme song was, come over here, the table is spread. Come over here, the table is spread. And the blessing of the Lord and the feast of the Lord is going on. That used to be the theme song that the broadcast would open up with. Come over here, the table is spread. Hallelujah. So I'm telling somebody, the table is spread today. Hallelujah. And the blessing of the Lord is going on. Hallelujah. So, lame excuses won't do. Lame excuses. No excuse will do. Somebody say, I give a lot of tithes and I put a lot of money in the church and I'm recognized in the church and I don't really have to be there because they got my money, I'm putting my money there, that don't mean nothing to God. God wants your soul. It's good to put money to help the church. Now don't get me wrong, the lights got to be paid or whatever, but you ain't going to heaven on how much tithes you are giving. You ain't going to heaven how much money you're putting in the church. You ain't going to heaven because you hold a position in the church. Amen. Glory to God. You ain't going in there. Something going to come in and Jesus will knock at the door. Then what? But God. God said, what? Depart from me. I know you're not. All that stuff you say you did didn't mean a thing because your heart wasn't in it. Your pocket was, your mind was, your prestige was, but your heart wasn't there. See, God is looking for our heart. This is a heart-filled thing. You see, folk think that just because I'm a member of the church. See, folk be forgetting that the building is just a building. It's just a building. The church is here.
That's right.
This is the church. Mm-hmm. And if we don't clean and purify that, it means nothing to God, because you can strike a match and this can go up in flame.
That's
right. And you have to look for another building. You see what I'm saying? I'm just using that for an example. You see, this is the church. This is what we got to purify. This heart, this body, these hands, these eyes, these ears, that's what God is looking for. Not because you a church member and you hold a position and you got your chest stuck out and you gonna walk in and folks stand up when you walk in the door and recognize. It's good to recognize your leader. Yeah, but that don't mean nothing in the sight of God. You see what I'm saying? God wants your heart. He wants your sincereness. He wants your mind. He wants your readiness. He wants you to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. When I go down to the marina, I don't go as often. I still go down there, but I don't, get out and do like I was doing before. I would go down there and preach. Folk would come up and shake my hand and hand me money. I give it back to them. I said, no, that ain't why I'm here. And I told God that the fix me for that ministry again, because all I'm saying is this here. It's more to it. than just walking through those doors of Voices of Victory.
That's right.
With me. I don't know about y'all. It's more to it than me coming in here playing on the organ. If I didn't know how to play a note on the organ, just coming in here to serve God, because he said, forget not to assemble yourself.
Amen.
You know, it's what I want. Because when I don't want to be left behind. Let me just say that. I don't want God to slam the door in my face and say, depart from me, I knew you not. I want him to welcome me to the table. You see, they preach that sermon and say, you know, there's a mansion in heaven for me. I want my mansion. I want mine.
Amen.
I want mine. He said, I'll go away to prepare you a place, and where I am, you may be there also. In my Father's house are many mansions. I want mine.
Amen.
But Bill, I want mine.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I don't want to be left down here looking up saying, is that really Jesus? I don't want that to happen to me. You see, so that's what happened here. They got the invitation, but they made an excuse to come.
Amen.
I got something else to do. I got to go over and see about my piece of land that I bought and paid for. You gonna buy some land and you ain't seen it. I gotta take these five oxen and test them. Yeah, you don't borrow some oxen, you don't even know if they know how to walk. Look here, you don't marry a woman, glory to God, she ain't gonna let you go to the supper. Glory to God, you could have brought her with you. Excuses. But I thank God that he nailed them to the cross.
Amen.
When he bled, just like the communion we took today, his blood in his body, when he bled for us, those excuses went plink on the cross. Then when he went back up, he said, nah, I'm going to send the Holy Ghost. I ain't got no excuse.
That's right.
Blessed are the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. You know, this world is in a terrible state.
That's right.
You see, don't seem like there's no peace nowhere. But do you have peace within yourself?
Amen.
If you ain't got no peace surrounding you, do you have peace within yourself? That's the main thing. When I was going through my cancer, when they first announced that I had prostate cancer, yeah, it devastated me. But I never lost my faith. I told God, when I walked out of that doctor's office today, I was shaking my head. I said, nah, I'm walking around here with prostate cancer, don't even know it. But I told God, I said, now God, you a healer. I said, you a healer. And I said, if you can't heal me, then I can't be healed.
That's right.
You see, I'm going to do what the doctor said. You know, when they gave me three choices of what you want to take, chemo or have your prostate removed or radiation, I took the radiation. I said, I'm going to do what the doctor said. You see. But you see, you have to have peace within yourself. And if you testifying you got faith, you got to stand on it. You got to stand on that faith. You see, God is in control of everything. Everything.
That's right. Everything.
Everything. Everything. Now I say, well, where's God in this? Why would God? You know, don't worry about it. Just come, just pray about it. Where we at? Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's all. You don't have to put no words in. Firstly, I'm good on that. Thank you. So I just hope I said something to somebody to alarm you that this is no time for making excuses. We got to get up and be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Whatever gift God has given you, make it known. Do it. Regardless of what state you're in, do it. Get up and do it. least you can come in with the record, I tried. I'm trying. You know, sick, wear it or whatever, get up and do it.
Amen.
And let God bless you. I hope I said something to help somebody today. And I stand to your feet and we'll pray. And because I started getting one of these heart attacks. Woo! I'm thinking becoming y'all. I'm telling you. My daughter said, now you see what we women go through. I said, yes, I do. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the message today. I hope I help somebody today as I help myself, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless us, Lord Jesus. When we leave this building, Lord, I ask you to protect us as we drive down the street, Lord Jesus, and as we go back to our home. In the name of Jesus, amen. Let's build.